Okay, the fourth section is the third big study of our Perek. The first big study was Abaya with the Bavarus this year. The second was the Shalom Gavin, which sidetracked into Yehoshua Yava. And today we're going to start the study of Esher Kamachavi. But before that, I just wanted to summarize the halachis of yesterday's Gemara, which was that a chayla sha'im by takana is allowed to be nehenesh like the derechana from Yisurin. That's what we learned yesterday, and I just wanted to summarize the halach lamaisa of that Gemara. Which is also shalaki derechanar. But otherwise, the chayla sha'im by takana is allowed to have medication, which is shalaki derechanar. The issue with our pills, with our medicines, are, aside from the gelatin caps, which we discussed in the past, the issues of conflict are two parts. One is, if the trachis is in the sweetener. The trachis is what makes it sweet. And it's a sweet-tasting liquid, usually a liquid, that's a problem. So we don't know any heter. It's a bit of a tame on the oilum that's makel. Because if the sweetener is what's doing it, then it's hard to see any side kula to be makel. It's not shemoike derachamah. And there's no heter for chayla shemba takana to take you through it. So it's a little bit of a tema on the minigarilam to be makel on the, you know, the cough syrups for sure. The cough syrups aren't even don't heal anything. Cough syrups only don't control symptoms. But even something that mamish heals, it's a bit of a tema on the ilam that's makel. And the ingredient to look for in these things is glycerin, which is the trace ingredient, which is many of these things, even Benadryl liquid. Which can take it to people who have allergies. If someone's having an allergic attack, that's a sakana. But otherwise, the Benadryl pills are kosher. Benadryl liquid, last I know, had glycerin. Glycerin comes from animal fat. It's from glycerides, which are derived from animal fat. Glycerin could be made from vegetable fat. And there was a time that glycerin 40 years ago, they had a lot of glycerin with kosher because it was the style to eat animal fat. Today, the animal fat is out. People assume it's not helpful, and therefore, more than 50% of glycerin today. So glycerin needs to help. Now, the second shiloh, which is again, glycerin, it gives the sweetness also, and glycerin is sweet. Glycerin is sweet. They give it to the texture, it's not for the medicine. They give, it gives it a thickness in the texture, is what they put it in. But it's not sure that I can. No, the glycerin itself is sweet. Glycerin is sweet. Now, the bigger shiloh is when it's not the sweetener, when it's something that's in the medicine, which is trace. Most things that heal are not trace. But there's something called stearates, which are animal byproducts. Stearates are in almost all pills today. And stearates are, again, by and large, trace. So the question is there any heter to have a pill that has stearates in it? Now, stearates themselves are a trace ingredient that has no taste at all. It has zero taste. It's a powder. I remember when it first came out, Rebelsky brought some in here at the yeshiva and gave some. He used to have a Puerto Rican super across the street in the dorm, and he gave it to him to taste. And he said it has no taste. I mean, the kasha everyone had was how a fellow who drinks beer all the time could be trusted on his taste buds. But anyway, the mice has no taste. So what should he begin? You have to think about it. Let's say the trace ingredient has no taste. So now, what happens if they put it into a pill which has a sweet taste? So what should be the din? If you put it into a pill that has a sweet taste, here's a binder. They bind the, they hold everything together. What? It's more, I don't know. It's a base. Every medicine has a base, but everything else is detached. So the question is, assuming the spirits have no taste, and they're both, if this would be the case of the Chavis Daras that we had only at the beginning of the year, not the beginning of the year, the beginning of the parak, who said that if something is pogum with the Seifer Shpichai, should be Tali, the Tali, the Machlaikis, and he himself answered, pogum with the Seifer Shpichai, your pagan, if there is a pagan at Mechilas Kelev, then it's not a, it's a, the shame that falls off and obliges Mutter no matter what you do to it. But if it's only pogrom, Yechilas Adam, so then that was the Tavit Machlech Tavit and the Rajma. If you said Mashdichai, it's Mutter or Asa. So to be totally, is that Machlech is Tavit and the Rajma then that people don't talk about pogrom or Machlech Tavit. Now if you swallow it whole, is that Shalek Tavit and the we had a Machlech. The first one, we started to say Shalek Tavit and the I mentioned the Machlokes made the Behuda and the Teres Chayim. Teres Chayim said swallowing it whole is enough to be Shalek Derech. And the Behuda said swallowing it whole is not enough because there's a Gemara in Avet Sachin that says Bola Masa Yasa. If you swallow Masa whole, you Yasa, which means it's Kederech. So comes out that taking a pill which has a sweetener in it, but the trace ingredient is a pogum thing that was made sweet, you have already two machlokes. One machlok is a pogum of the Sefer Shpiach as Mutter Aser, and one machlok is a swallowing it whole, which is like a Derech HaNar. So that if someone is Mekel, you could at least be Malamed Tzlus on them if they swallow it whole, not if they chew it and enjoy it. At least if you swallow such a pill whole, you have a Limud Tzlus. If the pill itself has a bad taste, like most adult medicines, so then you have the heter of Ilav by Davamar, you mix in something bitter, so that's considered Shalek Derech Hanar. And of course, almost everybody's given that the Lusaymachon, that Ilav by Davamar, if it has a bitter taste, it's Shalek Derech Hanar. And Shalek Derech Hanar is something that is something that's mutter. Because of
the pill itself has a bad taste.
The pill itself has a bad taste. I'm not talking about the gel caps. I'm talking about the medication. You take several pills on gel. Right?
You
can
ask for
the towel. Because they're very bitter. Right? So that's the heter. Even if we have a trace ingredient, the heter is either by Davamar, and the middle is the heter of Shalaita Dachaba, which is Akabaya. And you're by Davar Mash, like a Hanah. So you're allowed to take it in Mokum Chayim. I mean, the Chayim is allowed to have such a thing. I don't know if I should mention it or not, but there is a big shaila regarding antacids. I think most antacids have to be right. And Tums, and what's the other one? Rolate. So each other. A lot of people need time to rub with it. So it's questionable. Well, what if the heter comes and rollers have a good taste? And they have steaks in them. It's not shalika down hanar. If you only have one heter, the heter of pogum of the Sefer Shpiach, according to those who hold, that pogum of the Sefer Shpiach remains mutter. But the Chavisat was totally down the place of Shabbat. So some people look alarmed at the question. So there is another answer that Rav Moshe held that there's a heter of bittul berei, something that has no taste, has zero taste. Rav Moshe held that bittul berei is bakul berei. So the yeshishim, only yeshishim that have taste. If it's taste neutral, has zero taste, which is the case in the right. So Rav Moshe held that that's part of a right. Rav Moshe is arguing with a prima garden, but Rav Moshe is a very shtaka raya, and what you're being sevach on, if you use if you take a roll lady and swallow it whole, you already have more to be sevach on. You swallow roll lady whole, right? Like a pill. So you have one heter is pogum of sevish biach, which might be a heter, and one heter swallowing it whole, which is a heter, and one heter a vicious heter. It was very, very distressed, yes. Yeah. What? It's not solid, are you? It can break in half, it's solid. Those who truly are saying, well, you're two Eterim. The two Eterim are probably the Tevish Biyak, that are the Chosh HaVitzah. And the Ramash is after that's about the Baraita. You should know, when they started making the sea waves, it was a time where all the medication books said Tums is no good and Rolaid is good. Rolaid is good and Tums is no good. And lemon flavor is no good and plain is good. They had all these lists. And now they're no good because they're all the same. Because they all use the C-rate as a base.
Does the one patent only have separate
columns? I think what they put into taste is not trace. It's only the C-rate which have no taste in the Shiloh.
The
peppermint are better than the others.
We
don't know why.
It says the color
doesn't
like, could have a lot of
time to
trade.
It's not definite. It could be kosher. True, but. Alright, so that's fine. I'm curious why. You can just take a cup of baby powder. It's soda. Yeah. A lot of people, though, don't like to take baby powder. What? You're not the kufur, if you're a bad chair, you know, it's not the end
of the man. Do
the antacids to the phylum? What? Antacids are taken for two reasons. Antacids are taken for the calcium and taken for heartburn. Heartburn is something that says consider phylum. Since I'll be at the heartburn, you know, I Baruch Hashem don't get it. Maybe I only kill the stones, but I never had heartburn, right? Chavisar says, totally, you'll go back to the notes in the beginning, you would tell them a place around in the Rajba. The Maitre is going to be make, or what's the problem? Okay. There's another Shaiva, such a problem, and I will tell you a Kuma. What? If you mix it with something bitter, if you mix a pill with something bitter, that's Yerub by Dov Amar, and then it's like Kedar HaMar, and then for a Chavisar, you're allowed to take it. No question. But people who take antacids, they pop it by candy. They don't usually, it's not a problem crushing it because they ain't touching the chatzaychi. So if once ground, you're allowed to grind again. There's no problem. Is there a medical need? No, it's no medical need. It works. My understanding is there is another question of, regarding Shalika Derech HaNoah, and that has to do with a fast day, on a tainus. We have a tainus coming up next week. If you have a headache on a tainus, are you allowed to take an aspirin or a Tylenol? So you take it without water. Or even a kipper. So, the Berhekev brings from the Sefer Devar Shmuel, I don't know which Sefer Devar Shmuel he's referring to, but he brings it to the Tufkuf Samav Zayin, Kut Zayin, that you're permitted to take you can take a Tylenol or an aspirin on a fast day, you don't have a kipper, provided, of course, that's not a flavored aspirin, but an adult aspirin or adult Tylenol, you're not taking it with water. Check with the doctor if it's okay for your stomach. I think the Tylenols are okay, the Buffalo certainly is okay. And you swallow, you cut the saliva in your mouth, you put it in the back of your tongue, you swallow hard, and that is certainly Muslim HaChilah. That's our Gemara. Like a Derech HaNoah, you're allowed to have even some a Chesed Yisura, certainly in his Man of Yisur. You're allowed to take a pill. Like a Derech HaNoah, the Malkam Chayli. Chayli is aimed at Sekhon. You have a headache. Many people have headaches on a fair day, and I always encourage people to take a Tylenol or an aspirin, which is okay. Again, an aspirin itself is probably not good for your stomach, but a Tylenol or a buffer.
What?
They all taste bad. Whatever. I go as a flavor.
If
it's flavored, it would be a problem. If it's flavored, you grab it. If it's tissue, you swallow it that way.
choose to buy it, you don't get that.
That's right. If you choose to buy it, you don't get it. If you're not relying on the Tzedakah in the following, if you're by double bar. As a matter of fact, I think it says in the Shmir Shabbat Kochas, I never had the guts to tell anybody on Shabbos to do this, on Yom Kippur rather, to do this. He says if you have to take a pill on Yom Kippur, and you can only take it with a liquid, he says take water, mix in a davar mar, pour a little vinegar into the water, and you can take a pill with vinegar water for a chayyur on Yom Kippur. The truth is, it'll, being that there's water in it, it will irrigate the body, it will give the body more liquid, you won't be thirsty. I believe if you use the Shabbat Kochas, he says to do that. So regarding the water, I don't say, but certainly regarding the pill, there's no question that on any fast day, if you want to take just a plain pill, that's the hetzer of this gemara. I'm a tzaddik, it might be another hetzer on a fast day. That it's not an achila b'chlal. Might not be also in the first place. It depends on the Chaykes having how to interpret the Pesach. What? No, I mean Akbala, I mean that's being bitter. Being bitter, that itself might be a heter, which would mean even if you're not a Chayla, you can take it. It's not okay, because nobody has to shout that Akbala to take it. I don't know, but it's definitely the heter of Akbala. That's clause. You should move things down. And there might be an additional heter that it might not be considered an achila b'chlal, which would be a heter. It says on a fast day not to wash your mouth out with water because of a chash you might swallow. So if someone's a very big isthmus and he points his head down, he's allowed to. What I tell encourage the people to do is to use Listerine. Listerine is definitely a double mar. It doesn't taste good, not when we drink it. I mean, it could be even allowed to drink it on a fast day. But if the whole shy is, you know, wash out your mouth because you might swallow. So with Listerine, even if you swallow it, it's fueled by double mar. You're allowed to have chilut to wash your mouth out. So I mean Listerine, which is a bad flavor. I'm not talking about a minty flavor or a... Not Listerine. It's called an astringent.
Mint
flavor. I don't mean insulting you. I meant that you're using that. Schnapps is not a double man. Schnapps itself, people derive pleasure from it. It appears that people derive pleasure from it.
The
double mind,
maybe the double mind is not a good
thing. Anyway, what I do is come away with a lot of lines. Some halachah l'maaseh from the sugya, so you have some halachah l'maaseh from this gemara, a lot of halachah l'maaseh. And then we come to the third big sugya of the parak, the sugya of Efshek HaMechavim. This is a notorious sugya for confusing everybody, because there are four possibilities: Efshek HaMechavim, Efshek V'Lei Mechavim, Lei Efshek HaMechavim, Lei Efshek HaMechavim. There are four possibilities. According to Yehuda Reb Shimon, which is 8, and according to Bayan Rava, which is 16, and there are two Lashaynis, which is 32. So if you count the Machlokes around and Tosfos have a verse, you have 64. So the sugya is a big sakana to confuse people and get everyone to give up. What I'd like to do today is to try to focus on the sugya. And I hope, besides learning the sugya, it'll teach you a little about how to learn such a confusing sugya. Certainly you have to make a chart. Without the pen and a piece of paper, unless you're a genius, it's a very difficult subject to learn without a pen and a piece of paper, because it's just very confusing. Now really a chart on this subject should have 32 boxes. Is that it? How many do you have that? 32? Right? Because you have Rav Yehuda, you have four possibilities, Rav Yehuda, Rav Shimon, Rav and Abaya. to finish the thing, right? You should have 32 boxes, and that's how you'll figure out the subject. I, assuming that you all made a lining, I'm going to try to be concise in summing it up, just because it's easier to memorize than the 32 boxes, and hopefully we'll sum it up, and we're going to focus on the halacha, which is the Shimon and Rava, and how to deal with it. If you're confused by the sugya, I very strongly recommend that you take out the Sefer Chofetz Chaim in Klal Vav Ois Hei. He has, and I'm going to discuss it, he has a Nidayim, which is Lamaisa, and in the footnote he explains, he goes through our sugya, explains how it comes from our Gemara, and then he has a footnote to the footnote, which is a Chofetz Adam, which goes through it again, and it just helps make everything edible, make it appealing to people, because otherwise the sugya is really a very difficult, very, very difficult sugya. Now before we start, I have to give you a hadama that has to do with Hilchos Shabbos. And that is that in Hilchos Shabbos is a very important concept of Dovah Shen HaMisgav, which is only similar to the Dovah Shen HaMisgav in our Gemara. In Hilchos Shabbos, a Dovah Shein HaMisgavim is when somebody does one Maisa and a second Maisa is happening that he has no intention to do. The Gemara case is Geyer Adam Kisa Mita Vesasa. Somebody is dragging a bed or a bench out on a earthen floor. When you drag it, it makes a charis in the ground, which is a malach. Digging is a malach. Is a person allowed to drag a bench on Shabbos? He's not mechavin for the charitz. He doesn't want the charitz to happen. He's mechavin only for the carrying of the bench, which is mutter. And the charitz is going to happen. Is that permissible or not? Rabbi Yehuda says it's asur. Dov Shein HaMisgavim is asur. And Rav Shimon says, no, Dov Shein HaMisgavim is mutter. And we pass him like Rav Shimon. We pass him that Dov Shein HaMisgavim is mutter. However, there is one exception to Dovah Shein HaMisgavim being mutter, and that is what we call a psik reisha. You have the language here in Tosfos, psik reisha. Psik reisha literally means if you cut off its head. If you cut off the head of an animal and say, I'm not mechavim to kill the animal, not possible, because it's certainly going to happen. So too, any Dovah Shein HaMisgavim, which is a psik reisha, which is definitely going to happen, is awesome. Dovah Shein HaMisgavim, which is a psik reisha, is awesome. An example of that, if someone left the light on in the refrigerator, and if you open the door, the light goes on. So it may very well be a Dovah Shein HaMisgavim. Or if when you open the door of your house, you have an alarm system, the alarm is off, but the lights go on. So that's a Dovah Shein HaMisgavim, and you're walking down the street. And there's a sensor and the light goes on, it's Dovah Shein HaMisgavim. But if it's a psik reisha, if you're positive it's going to happen, then it's awesome. Psik reisha is awesome. So with the bench, it depends. If it's a heavy bench, does the bagay going to make a charit? Then my direction in the psik reisha, then it's awesome. If it's a bench, which you're mistaken if it's going to make a charit, then it's mutter. Now, even in psik reisha, so we have Dovah Shein HaMisgavim. What?
By small bench.
Then it's a machlokes Shimon Rav Yehuda and Tosfos Rav Shimon. Now, if psik reisha doesn't become a deraisa, or is it just a drabanan? So that depends. If it's a psik reisha, the nichalei, if it's something you want, then it becomes a deraisa. Secretion is a language, something you don't care about, then it remains a drabanan, according to most Rishayim, and that's the way we're going to deal with it. What?
It's all by
Dovah Shein HaMisgavim? Okay, this is the case of Dovah Shein HaMisgavim. Many halachas in Hilchos Shabbos are totally in the rules of Dovah Shein HaMisgavim, and there's a lot of mumbus in it, but these are the basic rules. Of Dovah Shein HaMisgavim of psik reisha is something that every person should be familiar with. The basic idea of Dovah Shein HaMisgavim being mutter, and Sikresha being Asr. And we tomorrow are going to get into a bigger discussion, which will be the Negeat of the Shabbos. Today, our discussion is not Negeat directly of the Shabbos, it's Negeat what the Gemara goes into. Now we need a second definition. And that's the definition of the word Loi Efshar. The Gemara talks about things that are in the Misgadim, and the Gemara talks about things that are Loi Efshar. What does Loi Efshar mean? So anybody who learned the Gemara and didn't get the Tosfos will think Loi Efshar means it's impossible. It's a literal translation, Loi Efshar. That's not true in this Sugya. Tosfos, at the end of Tosfos, Dibur HaMaaseh Loi Efshar, take a look down two lines from the last skinny line, and take the touch. See what he says? Next to the last narrow line in Texas? Vayesher, the Kulish Maisa, literally, the Vayesher Kedata, Ella the Terakot. Vayesher, this Sugya means, it's a Tircha, it's a bother, or a big bother. That's the touch of Vayesher. Okay? So, Vayesher doesn't mean it's impossible. Loi Efshar means it's difficult. And this all the Rishonim agree. That's the type of Loi Efshar in this sugya. In other words, if you have to go down a street, by walking down the street, you'll have enough in the shade of a church. And if you want, you can go walk around. But to walk around, you walk two extra blocks. That's called Loi Efshar. Loi Efshar means it's a tircha to go the other way. So our sugya talks about what the halacha is in such a case. But the definition of Loi Efshar is that it requires a tircha.
Impossible
would be an answer, right? So we define the two crucial phrases in this sugya. Malka Mechadin means you don't have enough of that ma'isa. And Loi Efshar means it's only Efshar v'tayra kar. Okay, so let's see the Gemara. And I'm going to try the kisser to chart out what this is about. Itma. Hanra ha'falai la'ad ha'karchai. Pleasure which a person gets against his will, meaning without doing anything to get it. Abaya ha'mukheret. Rava ha'amai ha'surah. Abaya says it's mutter, and Rava says that it's awesome. So it depends on the person. Okay, let's see the Gemara. Esher v'kamachavin. Lo yeshu v'kamachavin. Kuliyama lo pligi da'asa. Is it? I'm sorry, I skipped down to the kadiyami. I thought there's something wrong. Sorry, no, I didn't skip down. Okay, I'm sorry. Start again. Eshu v'kamachavin. Lo yeshu v'kamachavin lo pligi da'asa. Good. If you're machavin, everyone holds it da'asa. Right? That's what it says here. If you're machadim, doesn't matter if it's efshur, it's loy efshur. Kuliyam b'loy pligi da'asr. Okay, that's easy. If you're machadim, it's asr. Loy efshur for loy kar machadim. If it's loy efshur for loy kar machadim, kuliyam b'loy pligi da'asr. Everybody agrees that it's mutter. Now, when it says here, kuliyam b'loy pligi da'asr, what's the heter? That loy kar machadim. So, Taisa says, this word here, kuliyam is Abaye and Rava. Kuliyama and Shem is Abaye and Rava agree it's Mutter. Of course, the Kosher knew this also. But Sai according to Abaye, Sai according to Rava, we have Shimon, it's Mutter. Ki pligi, the Efshur for Loi Kar Machadin, with Loi Kar Machadin and it's Efshur, Aliba the Rav Yehuda, so Amar Adam Hashem is Kavan Asa Kuliyama Loi Pligi Da'asa. Again, the Kosher Abaye is Tichas, and Rabbi Yehuda is Tichas. Ki Pligi Alibi Derek Shimon Da'avid Hashem is Kavan Mutter. By Kav Shimon, says it's Mutter. For Abba Amar Ad Kan Loi Ka Amar Ad Shimon Alef Ad Loi Asher Ad Ad Asher Loi. Okay, so I'd like to, again, the complicated synopsis you should have in front of you, I'd like just to chart out the way to do it the Pashta, Mishna Kama, this is the first Lashon, Mishna Kama. So I think we can do it very simply. We can say like this. If you're a Chavin, come a Chavin, what's it been? It's often no matter what. It's often no matter what. It's often the following.
يعني من خادم كان اتفاق بس بفتشنا إيه
لما كان خادم
then it's a test. But you say, if it's E-Epsher, it's low Epsher, then Lekha Mechavim Lay Epsher is Lekha. Okay? But Tyson said that this seems the Quaker Shimon, not the Quaker Beauty. Okay? It's what Tyson is going to answer. But we pass that Shimon, it's Lekha. And if it's Epsher, so that's the case where they argue. Okay? This is the case where Rabbi Yehuda argues. Okay? That's a pretty clear synopsis, not so complicated. Not so complicated anymore.
Right? You have kavana, so no matter what, it's easy.
If you don't have kavana, then it's more yasher, we say it's more. If it's yasher, that's what my is about in love. So halakha b'maisa, what comes out here? What's more good? The perfect love against habayim. Love is the one that's also, right? So what comes out, what's more to hear? Lubina. According to the first lashon, the hamacha is mutter only when you have both of them. Both. Well, yeah, sure. The only case where it's mutter. So we have a condition of sugya, because you'll have a situation of way after way from a cabin, that it's mutter. You ever lie on the center? You did, she's going to know about it, right? So we're going to learn in a few minutes where this comes up for halacha. Okay? Extra, we pass my glove against the body. So we pass my glove, but this is the halacha. So we're going to play extra the body, the way from the house. The second lashon is more medical. Let's see a second lashon. Ikadiyamri. Just the. No! Extra v'loik ha-mechavin, 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 the inverb shim. So here we start the opposite. If it's loik ha-mechavin, ha-mechavin, and how do we talk in like a shimin that holds? It's mutter. So according to this lashon, loik ha-mechavin is definitely mutter. We start the other way. This chart we started with mechavin is definitely up. Second lashon, loik ha-mechavin, that's definitely mutter. Oh, here's also one. Here's my wife, the title for Taya. What? For which case? The first? The first Lashon? The first Lashon is no different. What? In the second Lashon, you could be Ami. Eksher v'loika mechavin, hain v'loik tayu, zev yuzerv shimin. No, Eksher v'loika mechavin, kuli ama lo pligi to show. So loika mechavin, at least the way we pass him, like Rav Shimon, is Muslim b'chalim. Keep leaving. The loy esher become a cabin. And let's see. I'll leave it. But the loy esher become a cabin. If I leave it, Reb Shimon to argue about the kavana, kuli amalek leigi to argue. According to Reb Shimon, which is the way we pass in, everybody holds its also, which is the way we're going to end up from Isa. Keep leaving. I'll leave it to Reb Yehuda. Dama loishno miskavin. The loishno shayna miskavin. But he also, there's no difference between Mechavin and Mechavin. Esher, author. Abayah, Reb Yehuda. Abayah says, Reb Yehuda holds. There again, they're arguing in a case of. Absolutely. Of. Esher or Mechavin. Abayah, Reb Yehuda. He holds Reb Yehuda with the Mekel. By. By Esher. And Rav Avolach, no. I come like Rav Yehuda, Shein, Miskavin, Kim, Mekavin, El Lachomra. He has, Eina Mekavin is a Kula. He's not a Kula. He has Reb Shimon. Avol Miskavin, Shein, Miskavin, a Kula. Right? But to go and be Mekel, and the kid, he's not more Mekel than Reb Shimon. He's more Mekel than Reb Shimon. So therefore, Rav says that Reb Yehuda, Al Aster, Mekavin, Mekavin. So what comes out? That, let's see. If it
Lishna Batra.
So the first thing is that Lo Kama Chavin. What's it in? Lo Kama Chavin is Mutter.
וכולם מדברים לו, אבל פה זה רב שמעון אין אור כאלה.
כן, יהודי אומר, בכלל, מה לא תמצא את רב שמעון? So like for the Chadim is not there in all cases.
So what's the whole Shaila? Kamakam. So what comes out by Makadim according to this question?
Kamakadim. So in which case? In which case? Do you think it's action or reaction? Not like that? There's no difference. So if it doesn't really matter, quick or Shimon, it's extra or my extra, so it's maybe off the first ratio. No matter what. Right? The only still it will be, according to Rabbi Yehuda, to Rabbi Yehuda, we don't have to mind. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, in a case with my extra, it's my extra, but Rabbi Yehuda says to the point it's a buyer of. Is that correct? Right? So what comes out with Diva according to this Russian? What comes out with Maitre is that Berkham Chagin is always worth it. You know what comes out? According to this Russian, that all cases of Berkham Chagin are worth it, whether it's extra or reaction. What comes out according to the second Russian? So we have here a big Chiddush Lakuma. Both in the Lishna Kama and in the Lishna Basra. Okay, so this is the machlokes that comes out from our sugya. Okay, now where is this sugya lemaisa? Okay, we're going to have to deal with one major problem in this sugya. I mean, the fact that it's complicated is a problem, but I mean, in London, we're going to have to deal with one major issue in Halacha Lemaisa, and that is the issue of Pesik Reisha. L'chaira, this whole sugya makes no sense to fit into a view of the Rav Shimon, because we said that by Pesik Reisha, Rav Shimon is Maida. Somebody that Rav Machaben is awesome. Right? And it's a bad thing to happen. So Taisus addresses this. Let's see Taisus Layavshim. There are three parts to the Taisus. The first part has to do with Pshat. It goes in the words, Layash Lagavachavit Kuli Alma Lake Ligi. Lelishna Kama Nilafarish, the Kuli Alma Kaya Bayeva Rabba. Or it's Ligi Dishari. When we say Lelishna Kama, that it's not the Ainu Reb Shimon. The Yehuda author. The Rabba looked and put the Yehuda Reb Shimon, but Layash Lagavachavit, the Ba'efsha Kama, the Mighty Reb Shimon God. Ulaika the Ami, Layash Lagavachavit, Kuliyama Shari. In the second Lashon, we said, Lo Yesh Lo Yechavet Mutalei, everyone, Hai Kuliyama, Hai Rabbi Yudah, Rabbi Shimon, that's not Mish everyone. But the Shach said, Di Kuliyama, Lo Hadar Nakin, Ola Mashim, Mishan, Ola Mashim, Rishim, Lo Hadar Nakin, Di Kuliyama, Yesh Shom Lechavim, Lo Kuliyama, Asur. That's the first part of Taisus. Taisus basically is saying, in your chart, when you have the second line, Lo Yesh Lo Yechavet, Lo Yesh Shari, that it's only that Rabbi Shimon, it's not according to Rabbi Yudah. That's basically what Taisus is saying. Now, the crucial words of Taisus are the next words. Umayni kagayin the loy haba psikration. It's a psikmesha of my direction. That's very important. This whole figure is talking that it's not a psikresha, because a psikresha, Reb Shimon is maidu. Those words are going to need hesber. And we're going to get into it, but you have to bear in mind what Taisus is saying, that the whole Gemara is talking that it's not a psikration. Psikration led everybody. For any hetzer, any machaven, only when it's not a psikration. So we really have to add an asterisk to that. Why machaven shari, only if it's not a psikration. Same thing the first thing. Muslim is mostly like a machaven, only if it's not a psikration. That's going to get involved. Okay, the Chofetz Chaim in Hilchos Lashon Hara says, and again it was Klal Vav Ois Hey, what happens if you're sitting with a bunch of friends and you're sitting at a table at a meal and someone starts to say Lashon Hara and you realize it's Lashon Hara? Now of course if you could stop him, of course you should stop him, but let's say you can't stop him. You know he's not going to stop. Even if you say something, you have no stop, he's not going to stop. So there's an issue to listen to Lashon Hara. Are you obligated to walk out of the room? Or stay in the room and put your fingers in your ears? Pashtus, what should be? Pashtus, I think anybody here would say that you have to walk out. Either shut the person up, which is the preferable thing. If you can't get him to be quiet, you have to walk out. You're sitting at a you're sitting at an assistant, starts making a speech, and he starts saying something that's Lashon Hara. So the Chayim, you have to walk out of the room. So the Chafetz Chaim says 1 minute. What happens if it's difficult for you? It's difficult for you to walk out. He gives an example, you put your fingers in your ear, and they're going to make fun of you. Or you're sitting at a meal, you're going to walk out, you won't get your meal. So that's called layection. Well, actually, you're stuck in a situation where it's difficult for you to walk out. It's a difficult day one. No, yeah, sure. But the Chafetz Chaim, you know what? You can have the head of like Kamachavim. If you, now what does it mean like Kamachavim? The Chafetz Chaim says, you have two things. First of all, you have to not be Bekabel to Lashon Hara, not believe it. And second of all, you have to be Le'ichalei. You have to be not happy with it. You have to control yourself. To be unhappy that the person is saying. Chafetz Chaim said, what? Not to be makabel means not to accept the information as true. It could be chayshish, it might be true. But you're not allowed to accept that it's true. And the second thing is, lo'inicha means, lo'kamachadah means that you have to not be happy with it. You have to, just like, if you're walking somewhere and you have a smell, a beautiful smell of a bai desire, like a machabe means you don't have a kavana to have an offer. So here also, you don't have kavana to derive pleasure from the words of Lashon Hara that are said. But the Chaim says, if you keep those two conditions, you can stay in the room. Here's the first condition, you can't encourage him to talk more. You know, if he'll make a joke and you laugh, you'll encourage him to keep on doing it. You have to not laugh. But otherwise, you can stay in the room. What?
The two conditions don't go off, so then you have a problem.
If these two conditions aren't around, then there's a problem.
Would you like to secretion?
So that's where the issue comes from. I just took up kind of psak, halacha l'maisa. And the same thing, if you're walking down the street and deriving pleasure from a by desire. By the way, you should know, if it ever happens in your lifetime that you're given a tour of Italy, Jews who go on a tour of Italy, and part of the tour includes the tour of the Vatican City, looking at the different churches and admiring the architecture of the church, or the painting of Michelangelo's painting of, if you ever wonder what Yirmiyahu HaNavi looked like, these things are all also the only three I know. And it's also, you know, I have enough from smelling, hearing, or gazing at an Abai Dizan. Oh, so we're going to get to Kamara later.
That's
what?
The Asian temple.
There is an issue regarding the ancient temples especially the South American Aztecs and the Incas, all the museums around here have relevant for that, or have old Abai Dezaris. It's a complicated shaila. Totally, is the halacha that if an Abai Dezaris buckle, if the Abai Dezaris buckle, then you're allowed to have a knock on the Abai Dezaris. Only a guy could be mevatel an Abai Dezaris. But if a guy is mevatel an Abai Dezaris, becomes mutter, becomes ois Abai Dezaris. So the question is whether these things are buckled.
Yeah.
A church to have a noy, it's a noy Abai Dezaris, right? The church itself is made to look nice to Abai Dezaris, right? That'll be us, yes. To have enough of admiring the architecture would be us. We'll get to the figure of Kol Ma'ar Rei on the Chofa. Music is a problem. The clocks, a lot of churches have clocks on them. Yeah, true, it's about whether
It's a difficult question. Is the clock a noya via by gezara, or is it just a service that by gezara is a service to the, so that people can see the sign? I think it's a true in Mechus Allah that he assumes that the clock is not made to decorate the church. It's just the church provides a service to people, and that's not a Yisrael Yamura. Right? The only thing I mentioned to you once before, the only thing offered by Avay Dezara is the Avay Dezara itself, the Noi Avay Dezara, the Kachubis Avay Dezara, the Shamshi Avay Dezara. The Episcopal court that's owned by a church is not offered by Amura. It's meant to decorate. It's not meant to decorate anything. But it's not offered. Only some of those under these four categories are offered. So some of the So then, although it's a good smell or a good or a beautiful sight or nice music, these things would be money. Now that is the Pesach Halacha, Yeradeus to Mekupen and Beis, and certainly the Halacha is a good one. The Chafetz Chaim told Arichus to the following question: how do you make it not be obsecration? How do you create that it's not a secret? You're walking down the street, and there's a good smell in the air from the church, but it's not music. How do you make that it's not a secret that you're enjoying it?
It's a shame you're not sure if something's
if you're not sure, so we're going to discuss that tomorrow. If that's enough to make it a secret, Mechaira, if you're not sure if they're going to play music, right? So the Chafetz Chaim brings a disagreement between himself and the Chafetz Chaim. He says that the Chafetz Chaim says that if you're walking down the street and there's nice music, you have to put your fingers in your ears. Otherwise it's a secretion. And if it looks nice, you have to close your eyes. I don't suppose it means you should close your eyes, it means you should look downward. Or don't, and if it's a good smell, you have to not inhale through your nose. Otherwise it's a secretion. Nice music. It's a secretion. That's the opinion of the Chafetz Chaim. Of that is not a secretion. Something will come through. Is it enough to have pleasure? So that's not a secretion. The Chafetz Chaim says the yoga is a toast. That this is a toast and give it to a shach. He says it's not shot now with sukkah. No. You can't be that if Chafetz Chaim learns that type. Okay, if Chafetz Chaim says it's a shock, the shock is in Kufstam Beis Nun Zion, I think. Kufstam Nun Zion, he brings it down. This is how he learns the pshad and the fact that it's not a secretion. Chafetz Chaim says like this. He says, a maisa has to not be a secretion. An action has to not be a secretion. That could be a secretion, which means the act of walking down the street, not a secretion that you're going to hear the music, because walking down the street, you can walk down the street listening, or you can walk down the street not listening. You can walk down the street inhaling, or you can walk down the street not inhaling. You can walk down the street and look, and you're going to see the novel. The act of walking down the street is not a secretion that a person is going to be over not there. So that's why you're allowed to walk down the street.
Why should you walk down the street?
The question is it a secretion? If I walk down the street, is it a secretion I'll be over not there? No. I can walk down the street and not listen. I go down the street and not inhale. I go down the street and look down. It's possible to walk down the street. When Tyson says it's not a secretion, it's going on the maisa that the person does, the act of walking down the street. Once you walk down the street, you're not obligated to put your fingers in your ears. Because that is an anah b'alai ne'eva, that's an anah which comes by itself. And that could be a secretion, no, we don't care. We only care if the maisa is a secretion. If the act of walking down the street is going to be a secretion, it's going to be awesome. But what the mice is not a secretion. Let's say you have a person who's just sitting in a chair, and they come by with an Avay Dezara and they play music. He's just sitting there. The Chafetz Chaim says, it doesn't matter if it's a secretion that you'll enjoy the music. Because secretion is only a problem when there's a mice. When a yid is doing a mice to have a law, And he wants to say, I'm Eid Mechavim. So, no. If you're Mechavim, that's called a Maitzavim. But the Anar, if the Anar comes by Karchach, we don't care if it's a particular issue if you're going to have Anar, that you like the music. It doesn't matter. The rule that it's not a stipulation is only a rule in the mitzvah that you're doing, and not if you're just sitting there like the person sitting at the table and he's listening to the Lashon Hara. He says you don't have to close, you don't have to put your fingers in the air, because what you're going to hear, you're going to hear, and you can't deliberately be mechavim. But as long as you're not mechavim, if you happen to hear. But then that's not enough. That's not called a secretion.
She shouldn't walk in the street. He's doing a mind for the secretion.
But the walking is not a secretion. Because walking you can do without a mouth. The other thing he's doing is not putting his fingers in his ears. But not putting his fingers in his ears is passive. It's not. It's failing to do a mind. And there is no problem with
secretion.
A mind on a mouth, a good example of a mind on a mouth that is not, you can't avoid. If it's raining, and you walk under an awning of a church. So there, assuming the awning is made to decorate the church, so there, it's a psikresha. If you walk under the awning, you're certainly going to have a benefit from it. So that would be a case that's a psikresha. Because the walking definitely gives the person that honor. But if you're going to talk about walking down the street, you cannot look, you could look. Once you go, it doesn't matter. You don't even have to go
look.
So the Chabad Chaim is not obligated to. You're not obligated to not look. No, because the sidewalk is not annoying of the church. You're having enough from what? From the earth?
Having enough from what the church
is doing. No. The church is clear that you're allowed to have enough from. If the church is an awning, which is not annoying, it's an ugly awning. Everyone agrees it's ugly. You can't start arguing. Everyone agrees, they take it, it's raining, and they spread out a blue or pod over the sidewalk. So then you can have enough of it. It's not to have enough from something owned by the church. It's only us to have enough from an Abay Desire, or Noy Abay Desire, or Tashmisha Abay Desire, or Tatuba. If the awning is a Noy Abay Desire, then walking under it in the rain would be.
If it's not Noy
Abay Desire, you can walk under it. The right have enough and seeing the temple. Okay, now I really would encourage everybody very strongly to get a hold of the Chofetz Chaim and to learn. I hope it's not below you to learn Hilchos Lashon Hara. But take out the Chofetz Chaim, learn through his footnote where he explains this explanation of places of situation. And tomorrow we'll continue. Obviously, all the cases of Bava Medavis will just help to illustrate the discussion with the